Would you rather be a hunter-gatherer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, William Parker, an associate professor in Duke University's Department of Surgery, compares our contemporary stress levels to that of our ancestors.
It's hard to imagine that a modern person living in luxury and abundance could have more stress than a hunter-gatherer struggling for survival more than 10,000 years ago. But our team, which included anthropologists, an immunologist, and a psychiatrist, came to a startling conclusion. Modern humans might actually have more chronic stress than our hunter-gatherer ancestors, contributing to an erosion of our body's ability to function. The link between modern chronic inflammatory disease and the high levels of stress in modern life is well established in the medical research, but the ancient history of toxic chronic stress is less appreciated. Has stress always been a toxic problem for humans? Are modern humans somehow weaker or more susceptible to stress than our ancient ancestors? On the other hand, maybe modern stress is different, more toxic in some way than ancient stress. Our team identified 19 distinct factors in modern society, including disruption of the gut ecosystem, unhealthy diets, lack of exercise, vitamin deficiencies, and excessive demands for decisions and choices, all of which increase chronic stress compared to our hunter-gatherer ancestors. The hardships faced by our hunter-gatherer ancestors, primarily in securing basic needs of food, water, shelter, and security, demanded stress-relieving, strenuous physical activity. But as the agricultural revolution took place about 10,000 years ago and urbanization occurred, the levels of chronic stress began to rise. The view that the ancient environment that shaped human evolution did not include the degree of chronic stress we face today has major implications for modern humans. Trying to absorb stress is not a good option for humans any more than a tropical climate is a good option for polar bears. Rather, we need to curb and avoid chronic stress. It's a basic human need.
That was William Parker of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Gotta get back in time.